Is one permitted to take an IV on Yom Kippur? So there are two different issues when it comes to taking an IV on Yom Kippur. One is the nourishment, the nutrition. Is that somehow breaking your fast in some respects? And the second issue is the injection. So we'll deal with the second issue first, because a Jew cannot administer an intravenous injection or infusion on Shabbos, because doing so causes bleeding. That's a malacha of chovel. And unless, of course, we're dealing with someone who's not a chole she'yesh bo sakana, someone who's not dangerously ill. So this is something that we should not do, that a Jew should not do. The way you get around this is either potentially if you attach a port before Shabbos, and the question is simply attaching an IV bag to the port. I'm sorry, attach the port before Yom Kippur, and then therefore you're just attaching the IV bag on Yom Kippur itself. So then you don't run into the problem of chovel. If the person is considered a chola she'ein bo sakana, someone who is sick, non-life threatening. So you can have a non-Jew administer an intravenous injection or infusion, because Amir Lenachri is permitted for someone who is has a status of a chola. So that's in terms of the injection. So if someone reaches the status of chola and therefore he needs an IV infusion from a so either again, either you can create the put the port in, install it before Yom Kippur, or have a non-Jew install it on Yom Kippur itself. So, but what about the IV itself? So there's a discussion Chulin Daf Kuf Gibel Amud Beis that whether to be liable for eating forbidden foods, you need Hanas Garon or Hanas Me'ov. Does the food have to go down the throat or simply reside in the digestive tract? It comes so far as Tshuva or Chaim Siman Kuf Chaf Zayin. It says that you are liable as long as the requisite amount of food is sitting in your digestive tract. So maybe that would pose a problem for taking an IV, maybe. Other Achronim disagree. The Achiezer, Chelak Gimel Siman Samach Aleph, says the only prohibition is to swallow food. And Moshe Sternbach also points this out in Chelak Beis Siman Tzadi, based on a Rambam, who says it has to be the normal process of eating. The Rambam in Shvisas Asar, Perek Beis, Halacha Hey, says if you eat food that's not fit for consumption, for human consumption, so then there's no Issur Doraisa. So certainly intravenous ingestion, which goes straight into the bloodstream, not even the digestive tract, that certainly is unnatural. It would seem then that for a chola, someone who's a chola she'ein bo sakana, someone who's bedridden, someone who can't function normally, so then it would seem that one could take an IV on Yom Kippur. Again, if it has to be attached in Yom Kippur, it should be done through a non-Jew. Question is, what if someone is healthy? So the Moshe Sternbach suggests in his tshuva that you may violate the Torah prohibition of inui if you're a healthy person who wants to avoid suffering on Yom Kippur. Of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Shalmei Moed says that if someone is healthy and uses suppositories to ease his fast, he is considered a novel birshus haTorah, a scoundrel with the permission of the Torah. So these two approaches, or these two positions, sort of follow the general approach that the concept of inui is that we should suffer in a sense on Yom Kippur. We should feel weak from a lack of eating. One could take the position that maybe on Yom Kippur, what's the goal of inui? The goal is simply to refrain from any physical pleasure, bodily pleasures. So you're sort of distancing yourself from this world, as it were, so you can totally focus on a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Maybe not. Maybe the goal really of inui is to feel weak from a lack of eating or drinking. Again, if you're in a state of chola, so then there certainly is a heter, because if you're sick, in Siman Shin Chav Ches Seif Yud Zayin, we know that you can take medicine. You can override rabbinic prohibitions, so you can take medicine without water. So an IV would certainly be permitted. So in sum, on Yom Kippur, if you're sick, You can take medicine, and you can even have an IV to help ease the pain and to help ease the suffering. But again, if it should either the port should be installed before Yom Kippur, or have a non-Jew installed on Yom Kippur, so because of the issue of chovel. But if you're a healthy person, then it's questionable. It may be a violation of Inui, and maybe according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you may be considered a novel Birshus HaTorah. Certainly before Yom Kippur, and Erev Yom Kippur, you can certainly take the IV. It makes sense in some sense. There's a mitzvah specifically to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And so if you can eat on Erev Yom Kippur, you certainly can have an IV on Erev Yom Kippur as well.